The average cost of a hotel in the U.S. is about $120 per night. Meanwhile, the average cost of renting a room through the peer-to-peer property rental service, Airbnb, is about $80. We look at the impact these types of rentals are having on the hotel market in Nebraska. Peer-to-peer property rental is a booming industry in the United States. Nebraska has been no different. Airbnb, the largest online hospitality service, is active in more than 65,000 cities and 190 countries. In 2017, Airbnb renters in Nebraska made $4.3 million, compared to $2.5 million the year before. That's an increase of 72%.
So let me show you around. This is the living room. It has a projector screen.
Simon Lovell shows me around his Omaha home. He's owned it for 5 years, and he's been renting his guest room on Airbnb for two.
When I set my house up to be comfortable for people, it's not because I'm hankering for that reputation. It's not because I feel like I should. It's because I feel like I want to, and I want them to be comfortable, and I want them to be happy.
Lovell says setting up an Airbnb account through its smartphone app is pretty straightforward. You take photos, write descriptions of the place you're renting, and let renters know what to expect. You can also detail your home, the room available, even information about the bed they will sleep on. Lovell says there's a lot of work that goes into preparing your home for a visit from, well, for the most part, complete strangers.
Then I look at my reviews and I'm given such incredible feedback that I'm better than I thought I was. I'm nervous about, you know, whether the house is clean enough, whether it's tidy enough, and almost everyone is just delighted.
May is Lovell's busiest season. That's when Berkshire Hathaway holds its annual meeting. June is a close second during the College World Series. Renting a room in his house isn't a job to Lovell, but it's a well-paying hobby. He rents the room for about $49 per night and books a rental about 40 days a year. But the extra income isn't the only benefit Lovell sees.
I get the sense of having a roommate, someone to come home to, some company. I mostly live alone. It's somehow warm to have somebody else in my house.
John Ricks is the executive director at the Nebraska Department of Tourism. He thinks he knows why people are using Airbnb more these days.
And they might be looking to save that little bit of money, sure. They might want to live it up a little bit and stay at a nice Marriott.
The Department of Tourism is fully funded by Nebraska's lodging tax, which is a 1% charge on each night's stay. In 2016, that amounted to just more than $6 million. Rick says his department loves tourism of all kinds, but he isn't sure how much of an impact Airbnb and other services like it are having on the hotel industry.
It's certainly out there. It's certainly popular. I just don't know how it's going to roll out or develop in this marketplace.
While Nebraska requires all hotels to obtain a permit and charge a 1% lodging tax on all proceeds from rentals of accommodations, counties may also impose a lodging tax of up to 4%. Collecting that tax, though, is ultimately on the one renting the room, or in some cases, renting the house.
Everything here has got a story. Everything. Every single thing. I don't buy new stuff, because America's full of good used stuff.
That's Mike Vint. He and his wife Sue bought a house in the Bethany neighborhood of Lincoln in 2013 and decided to fix it up. He tried renting the entire property residentially, but didn't have any luck, so he turned to another peer-to-peer service called Vacation Rentals by Owner, or VRBO.
I built the beds out of 2x6s, used 6-inch lag screws to hold them all together with 4x4s holding them up. We bought European pillow top mattresses because there's nothing better than a good night's rest.
VRBO tends to have users who rent out entire properties instead of one room with a shared space. Vint and his wife take extra care to let their customers know they're welcome.
With a card that's handwritten out to our guests, welcome to the Bethany Bungalow. It's our honor to serve you. Call us for anything you need. And we mean anything.
He isn't short on interesting stories of people who've stayed at the Bethany Bungalow. Vint isn't short on where his priorities lie, either.
I want to love on my people that come here. I love my customers. I want to serve them because they serve us. They are nice to us, and they take care of our property. We have a lack of that, I think, today. You know, personal care for others, and that's what I want to do. I want to shed the light of Him above on others. And so that's what I do. This is my gospel, the gospel according to Mike and Sue.
Vint charges $175 per night to rent his two-bedroom house, but he says he doesn't do it for the money.
After we paid our insurance, our taxes, our upkeep, our advertising fees, our electricity bills, our water bills, our sewer bills, all that stuff, I made nothing. I just had my taxes done yesterday.
If the current increasing trend for vacation rentals in Nebraska continues, though, the industry may cut into hotel sales. But it has a long way to go. Currently in Nebraska, there are about 32,000 hotel rooms available and only 822 active Airbnb listings. For NET News, I'm Brandon McDermott.